Gee, what a surprise. Pastor said I had to have only verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let's all rise, please. Reading the word. Starting in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for who you are and the things that you do all the time in our lives. Lord, I pray that tonight we might be open to hear the message from your word. Lord, that you speak through me. And Lord, that it might be clear and understandable. And we praise you in what you are doing, have done, and are going to do tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We have, he spoke this morning about the God's plan and his presence and the pleasures that are to come. And I'm going to speak tonight about 4 characteristics in the Christian life that should be there all the time. And so that we can take a look at these items and evaluate and understand where God is trying to lead us and what he's trying to do in our lives. There's a book that was written back in the 1700s by a woman, a Quaker woman named Hannah Whittle Smith. It's called The Christian Secret of a Happy Life. And there's a quotation at the beginning, during her introduction of her book. It says, no thoughtful person can question the fact that, for the most part, the Christian life, as it is generally lived, is not entirely a happy life. A keen observer once said to me, you Christians seem to have a religion that makes you miserable. You're like a man with a headache. He does not want to get rid of his head, but it hurts to keep it. You cannot expect outsiders to seek very earnestly for anything so uncomfortable. My first point is verse 4, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Now, he's not talking about, he's writing from prison, and he's not talking about the happy, always smiling type of thing. There's times in your life that isn't going to happen. You're not going to have that jumpy, happy moment. It's talking about the joy of the Lord that is within, that should be there in our lives. It should keep the smile on our hearts, knowing that what we're going through, God is there. God is going to bring us through. And he's given us so much evidence in his word to that fact, that he is with us and he will bring us through whatever we're facing. Remember right now, personally, in your heart, remember the day that you received Christ. Now this message tonight is for the believer. And if there's anyone here tonight who does not know Jesus Christ, has not received him as their personal Savior, we're going to be touching on that as well tonight. But think about back when you came to know the Lord. At that moment, there was that joy of the burden being lifted.
Amen.
That joy is supposed to be with us always. Rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord wants us to trust him, believe what he says, and be joyful in it. I've experienced things that I had a really hard time being joyful about until I realized, you know, when we realize our joy is after it's over with. And then we see that he walked with us and was leading us and guided us through what we went through. The great thing is that we don't go through anything that he doesn't know about. We don't, there's no surprises. And everything that we do go through is for our good.
Amen. That's right.
We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul and strength. And that love is seen in everything that he does in our lives. We know that for all things work to the good to those who love God,
Amen.
To those that are called according to his purpose.
Right.
So we have to put everything in it. Everything is not good to us. We don't have fun going through them, but everything is for our good.
That's right. Amen.
And we are to love him. Those who love God and those who love God are called according to his purpose. And sometimes we get redirected from his purpose and we go through a time of getting us back. And it's during that one of those times that is hard for us, because we're already out of whack, so we're not seeing that joy. But he's there all the time. We go through things that we don't understand. And we go, why me? Or why this? Why has this got to happen? And all we have to do is remember that he is in it. He is in it. He's going to bring you through it. And when you're through it and you get to the other side, you're better. You're closer.
Amen. That's right.
If we respond correctly to his leading, we can have that joy in our hearts. Always. The second point is reveal. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The word moderation is gentleness or reasonableness. The idea that we be patient and kind to others. And it says, unto all men. So that is our brothers and sisters in Christ. That is those without. We're to show that gentle and kind-hearted behavior toward all people. And that is also all the time. If you have that joy of the Lord, that comes pretty easy, because that is an outflowing of your heart. But we are to have that moderation and share and reveal that the Lord is at hand.
Amen.
That he can come any day. And that that should motivate us to desire to speak to others about Christ, because the Lord is at hand. That is a motivational factor in our life, but we're to share that with gentleness and moderation and reasonable behavior. The idea there is to show mercy and leniency toward the faults and failures of others. We do not ever want to catch ourselves pointing our finger at somebody because of something they've done, especially an unbeliever. They are doing the only thing they know how. They're not wrong in their own eyes. They're doing what they think is right in their own eyes. They do not have a God to answer to. They do not have a conscience in that respect. We need to be that. We need to present them with the gospel, with Christ, a life that is full of joy. Let us not be those that they look upon. They're supposed to look upon us and see the glory of God in our lives. They're to see, have evidence of our Christianity in our lives. We all have different personalities. We're not all smiley, smiley. I'm exceedingly smiley, smiley. But God has given me that exceedingly smiley, smiley. Don't get jealous. We're all the individuals that we are, and we all can reach specific people with the personality that we are. And that we have. The Lord is at hand also, of course, in our lives at all time. As Pastor brought up this morning, he is there. He is present. He is always there. We never have a situation where we don't have him to go to. We might not have a counselor, someone to go to immediately when we're facing something, or anybody that it has to be somebody we can trust. We can always trust God. We can always trust him. Always. Third point is found in verse 6. Relax. Be careful for nothing. Go over this one a lot, because we need to hear this one a lot. We are not to be worrying. But you never heard that, right? We're not to be worrying. We're not to worry. We're not to not. No, nada. Not to worry about. Be careful for no thing.